Come all you jolly lumbermen and listen to my song. I'll tell you all my story and I won't detain you long. Concerning some husky lumbermen who once agreed to go and spend a winter recently on Collie's Run, I.O. We landed in Lock Haven, the year of 73. A minister of the gospel one evening said to me, are you the party of lumbermen that once agreed to go and spend a winter pleasantly on Collie's Run, I.O.? Oh, yes, we'll go to Collie's Run, to that we will agree. Then we'll agree to accompany you to Collie's Run, I.O., provided you pay good wages, our passage to and fro. Then we'll agree to accompany you to Collie's Run, I.O. Oh, yes, we'll pay good wages, your passage to and fro, provided you sign papers to stay the winter through. But mind you, if you get homesick and back you swear to go, you'll have to pay your own passage down from Collie's Run, I.O. 'Twas by that awful agreement that we agreed to go, full 25 in number, all able-bodied men. The road, it was a pleasant one, by train we had to go, till we got to McFarling's Tavern, full 17 miles below. But there our joys were ended, our troubles they began. The captain and the foreman came following up the run. They led us in every direction through some place I did not know, among the pines which grow so tall on Collie's Run, I.O. Our hearts were clad with iron and our souls were shod with steel, but the usages of that winter would scarcely make a shield. For our grub the dogs would laugh at and our beds were wet with snow. I grant there's no place worse on earth than Collie's Run, I.O. But now the spring has come again and ice-bound streams are free. We'll float our logs to Williamsport, our friends we'll haste to see. Our sweethearts, they will welcome us, bid others not to go to that godforsaken Gihuli of a place of Collie's Run, I.O.